Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise.
As I come into your presence, past the gates of praise, into the sanctuary, till we're standing face to face.
You are awesome in this place, mighty God. Music there by the Voices of Praise, getting us started today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. In the background right now, it's Robin Thompson Clark at the cello and the very familiar I Love You, Lord. Thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship. Later on in our broadcast, we're going to be singing and talking a lot about trusting in the Lord. Remember those wonderful verses from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6? Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. Later on in our broadcast, we're going to be singing and talking a lot about trusting in the Lord. And also later, we're going to share with you a wonderful psalm, Psalm 62, which also says in verse 8 of that psalm, "Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge." We'll be sharing that psalm, and we'll be talking about trusting in the Lord later on in the broadcast. Right now, let's ask God's blessing on this program today. Heavenly Father, today we come to You in the name of Jesus, the Son of God, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Jesus Himself said that He was the way, the truth, and the life, and no one could come unto You except through Him, Lord, and we believe in that. We believe that Jesus, in fact, is the Messiah, the Anointed One, the Lamb who was sacrificed in our place so that the penalty of all of our sins could be satisfied, and that we could stand in Your presence today by faith, believing that we have been forgiven of our sins and we have been cleansed and made righteous by the blood of the Lamb. And Heavenly Father, we pray that this program might be a joy and a blessing to You as we, Your people, worship You today. And Heavenly Father, if there is one listening today who has never experienced the freedom that can come from knowing their sins are forgiven, they are struggling, Lord, because they do not know Your Son as their personal Lord and Savior. I pray that the songs that we use and the thoughts that we share might direct them to the place where they can commit their lives to You. They can accept Jesus as the only way to be saved. And they might experience the joy and peace that we have because we are placing our complete trust in You. Heavenly Father, we know that we can trust in You, because You are a faithful and loving God. And Father, may we be holy like You in our lives, only through the strength and the power of the Holy Spirit. Here in Your presence, Lord, I humbly bow. With holy reverence, I see You now, and I long for a heart that is pure through and through. My prayer, Heavenly Father, is to be more like You. May that be our prayer today, that we may be holy like Jesus is. Wonderful rendition of a song by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra. Soloist Susan Petrie, Holy Like You. Right now in the background, Mary Beth Carlson, her rendition of Near to the Heart of God. Coming up in just about a minute, I want to share with you Psalm 62. And now let me share with you Psalm 62, a psalm of David. My soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. How long will you assault a man? Would all of you throw him down, this leaning wall, this tottering fence? They fully intend to topple him from his lofty place. They take delight in lies. With their mouths they bless, but in their hearts they curse. Find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in Him at all times. O people, pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge. Low-born men are but a breath. The high-born are but a lie. If weighed on a balance, they are nothing. Together, they are only a breath. Do not trust in extortion, or take pride in stolen goods. Though your riches increase, do not set your heart on them. One thing God has spoken, two things have I heard: that you, O God, are strong, and that you, O Lord, are loving. Surely you will reward each person according to what he has done.
My soul.
Listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. We just heard from Kelly Willard, the soloist, along with the Maranatha Singers, and the song entitled Jesus, What a Wonder You Are. In the background right now, it's a medley of songs with the Don Marsh Orchestra and panpipes. Coming up a little later in our broadcast, we're going to be singing and talking about trusting in the Lord. Those wonderful verses from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. We'll be talking about that, too, with a devotional by Dr. Charles Stanley on trusting in the Lord. Trusting in the Lord means that we place our present and future circumstances in His hands, confident in His ability to orchestrate people and events to achieve His will. Now, there's one catch, however. We must first admit our inadequacy. That passage in Proverbs chapter 5 says, lean not on your own understanding. See, this is where many Christians falter. We can do many things quite well without any apparent need for God's wisdom. Yet we have been created by God to work in a world that He fashioned with His own hands. Our lives, our very breath, is in His hands. So the wise choice is obvious when we understand that God knows the end from the beginning and sustains all things in between. Trusting Him is the wisest decision that we can make in our lives. We'll be talking more about trusting God a little later on in our broadcast. Right now, I want to thank you for your letters and for your financial help of this radio ministry. All this month on Call to Worship, I've been talking about a special hardcover book called Knowing God's Will, Learning to Recognize His Voice. It's a small little book, about 15 chapters, each one maybe about 2 or 3 pages long, all dealing with knowing God's will for our lives. Is that what you want in your life? Would you really like to know what God's will is for you? Well, these short devotionals cover this area, about how it takes time to know God's will, how we can live in God's presence, how we need to be humble in God's presence, things that we can know and things that we don't know, but we walk by faith. This book is entitled Knowing God's Will, Learning to Recognize God's Voice. I want to send a copy of this to you. If you'll send me a letter this month, let me know that you're listening to Call to Worship and that you're praying for us. Now, I'm not putting any dollar value on this. I want to see it gets into your hands, whether you can give to this ministry or not. However, I do want to remind you that we have expenses here in the production, the distribution of the program to stations all over the country, in the development and maintaining of our website as well, which is quite extensive. And so we do need to hear from you each month with a financial gift, if you're able. And if you give to this ministry, we send out to you a wonderful daily devotional. It comes out 4 times a year. Each devotional covers the 3 months. Like, we've got a new copy coming out next month, September. And it will cover September, October, November. And I'd love to get a copy of this in your hands. This goes out to those folks that can support us financially. And I hope that's you. So, whether you can send a gift or not, we're going to send you a copy of the hardcover book, Knowing God's Will. And if you can send a gift, I'm going to send you the devotional, The Word for You Today. It's our gift to you because of your faithful support of Call to Worship. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. I mention each week that's a long address, so you can actually go to our website and find the address right there. Our website address is www.calltoworship.us. On that website, I've posted a complete program schedule for today's broadcast. You can find out where this program is heard all over the country. You can make a comment, send me an email if you'd like, ask a question. We also post the scripture every week. Like today, we shared with you from the New International Version, Psalm 62. That's on our website. And, of course, a complete list of all the songs and the artists that we use. And, as I mentioned, you can actually give on that website. Makes it easy, and you save yourself a stamp. So stop by and visit us, won't you, at www.calltoworship.us. Well, let's get back to this medley that's been playing in the background with the Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes. And then we're going to hear from the Christ Church Choir soloist Joy Gardner. She's going to sing all about those verses from Proverbs chapter 5, Trust in the Lord with all your heart. That was the Christ Church Choir and their rendition of the song, Trust in the Lord. Words, of course, taken from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. Today I want to share some thoughts on the subject of trusting in the Lord and obeying His will. From Dr. Charles Stanley's book, A Touch of His Wisdom, Meditations on the Book of Proverbs, published by the Zondervan Publishing House. When I was a teenager, those verses from Proverbs chapter 3 became my spiritual compass. Whenever I faced a difficult decision, I always turned to it for assurance. God etched its simple but profound truth in my mind and my heart. It continues to be a signpost along life's road, ever pointing me to the bottom line for all decisions. Trust and obey God. It's an eternal combination that always makes one a winner. Why? Well, because God is trustworthy. He is dependable. He is sovereignly working everything together for His glory and for our good. His wisdom is given to those who look to Him, lean on Him, and rely on Him. The more we depend on our Father for instruction, strength, hope, and guidance, the more abundantly He confers on us His divine wisdom. We cannot receive wisdom from God apart from a relationship with Him. God is not interested in teaching His ways to those who have no desire to please Him or to follow Him. He does yearn, however, to teach men and women who are bold enough to believe His promises and then carry out His commands. Trusting the Lord means that we place our present and our future circumstances in His hands, confident in His ability to orchestrate people and events to achieve His will. This wholehearted trust brings a secure peace of mind and contentment. Putting our full emotional and volitional weight on the faithfulness of God activates His promises. There is one catch, however. We must first admit our own inadequacy. Remember, it says, lean not on your own understanding. That was Solomon's attitude when he confessed, but I am only a little child and do not know how to carry out my duties. We find that back in 1 Kings 3:7. That is why many Christians falter. We can do many things quite well without any apparent need for God's wisdom. We can repair items, we can invent machines, program computers, and hike trails. And we perform multitudes of other activities with very little sense of God's participation. Yet we have been created by God to work in a world that He fashioned with His own hands. Our lives, our very breath, is in His hands. Our minds and bodies are His gifts. His wisdom is displayed in everything, even when we fail to recognize Him. God has given you talents and skills. However, they are maximized for eternity only when you trust Him to direct and use them for His plans. So the question is, will you lean on your own understanding, or will you depend on God? Now, the wise choice is obvious. When we understand that God knows the end from the beginning and sustains all things in between, trusting Him is the wisest decision that we can make. Depending on our frail discernment limits us to a narrow, finite existence, restricted by circumstances and experiences that we cannot control. Relying on God's wisdom adds a supernatural dimension that cannot be matched by anything on earth. So remember that you should not lean on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him. And then we can trust God to make our paths straight. Because trusting God is the wisest decision that you will ever make. Heavenly Father, keep me ever mindful of my inadequacy and your sufficiency. Continue to assure me that to lean on you is not a sign of weakness, but of wisdom. I want always to remember that to obey you is not only the right way, but also the wisest choice, the decision that never fails to bring the richest rewards. And for the rest of my life, Lord, I will trust in you. I will not lean on my own understanding. In all my ways, I will acknowledge you, and therefore I know that you will make my path straight. I'm Dave Kersey. Thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. Winding up with the celebrant singers, Trust and Obey, and 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus. Thank you for your letters and for your financial help of this radio ministry. And remember, when you write this month, we're going to send a hardcover book called Knowing God's Will, Learning to Recognize God's Voice to you as our thank you for having a part in the ministry of Call to Worship. My address is Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And you can find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. Now let's wind up our program with the Haven Quartet and their song entitled, The Father Knows.
The Father knows what we need. No need to worry or doubt, for all of nature is held in His hand. But far beyond what we need, He knows the things we desire. And as by faith we approach Him, we know He'll hear our prayer. The birds of the of